thing that a person eats, all the different things that he eats are called what?
Called food.
Okay. Say, what do you call a sweet liquid that's served with pudding?
Sweet liquid that's served with pudding?
Uh-huh.
Well, iced tea, I guess, could be one of them.
No, I mean something that you put on the pudding. Something that you might...
Oh, that'd be sweet milk. Well, we always put on the pudding.
Okay.
Sweet milk.
What do you call a food that's taken between regular meals?
Oh, we just always call it eating between meals or snacks or something of the kind.
Okay. Did you eat? Yes, we...
Yes, we eat.
How much have you...
How much have you eat?
Mm-hmm. What's a hot black drink that's usually drunk for breakfast?
Coffee.
If you were going to prepare some coffee, you'd say, now I'm going to...
I'm going to make some coffee.
If you'd been working out in the yard and you got thirsty, you might come in the house and go to the sink and get a...
A drink of water.
Okay. And what would you put the drink of water in?
Well, I'd put it in a glass now.
Okay.
And back then, we had water in a water bucket. Draw it up out of a well out in the yard.
And just take it with a dipper?
Just take it with a dipper. Everybody drank out of the same dipper.
Uh-huh.
Some people had wooden buckets. Most of them back then made out of cedar. Old cedar bucket. The water stayed in long enough, kind of give it a little flavor. And a lot of them had tin buckets, but you just had a dipper in the bucket and everybody went in and drank out of the same dipper.
Do you ever call a glass anything besides a glass?
Well, they'll call them tumblers, goblets.
Is there a difference?
Now, a glass is just a straight glass, about the same size, maybe a little bit tapered from the bottom, a little larger at the top up, but a goblet is more or less made on a stand. It's got a little round stand and got a little stem about like your finger between the bottom and the glass part of it.
And how about a tumbler?
Well, now.
Would you call that?
Well, a tumbler and a goblet I think is similar. They're about the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Some people call them goblets and some tumblers.
Okay.
That's the way I know them anyway.
So then a tumbler has a stem on it like a goblet?
Well, yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. If a glass fell on the floor and shattered, you'd say, oh dear, the glass is...
The glass is broke.
Did you drink any water? Yes, I...
Yeah, I drank some water.
How much water have you...
How much water have you drank today?
Let's see. If you had a guest for supper, how would you invite that person to sit down at the table? What would you say to him?
I'd say, come on to supper.
Okay. Did you sit down? Yes, I...
Yeah, I sat down.
Okay. If you were passing a bowl of potatoes to a guest, what would you say to him?
I'd say, have some potatoes.
Okay. Did you help yourself? Yes, I...
Yeah, I helped myself.
If someone passed the potatoes to you and you didn't want any, you might say, no thank you, I don't.
I don't care for any.
If some of the food isn't eaten for dinner, it might be heated up and served the next day. What would you call that?
Well, I'd just say we had some potatoes or some pie or something left over from yesterday.
Well, what about a general term for food that's not eaten for one meal and then...
Well, it's just leftover.
Okay.
It's leftover from yesterday or leftover from dinner or breakfast or whatever, what have you.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and you...
You eat it or chew it.
Okay. What do you call a soft food that's made with cornmeal and eaten with a spoon? I don't know if you all make that down here.
I think you're talking about cornmeal mush. Yeah. I've heard of it, but no, we never did eat too much of that down here. Now, there's another product you make out of corn that made me think of it is grits. We eat a lot of grits.
And that's ground.
That's ground corn made out of corn. Grits is made out of corn. Hadn't you eat grits?
Oh yeah, I like grits. I have just fed everybody for breakfast.
Well, they're made out of corn.
Uh-huh. And then the big things that are unground grits, you call them hominy.
Uh-huh, right? Yeah, the whole grain in the can is what you were talking about. Yeah, that's hominy.
Uh-huh.